time, so I was sort of going down to Fisherman's Wharf and we...
Yeah, and the big Garibaldi building or something, that's a factory now that used to be, was a chocolate factory at one time, and now it has different outlets, different commissaries like.
I don't remember going there, but we went to a different type of restaurant every night.
Yeah.
It was sort of a... It surprised me on the train. What really surprised me were the Sierra Nevadas. Because the way the train goes, it goes into Denver, and then it cuts north. And it sort of goes across the Badlands and things. It really doesn't go across the high part of the Rockies. But it, the second night, I guess the morning of the second day, you're in, just coming out of Reno. And then you're going up at about an angle like that the whole time. And you go right through the Donner Pass in the Sierra Nevadas. That's really... It was in December. It was really quite spectacular.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
No, I haven't been. No, I'm fairly provincial, I think. To return here for a second, this part of my hand right here is...
palm.
Okay. And these are...
fists.
Okay. And... Well, the elbow or the knee or anything else that bends like that is a...
joint.
Okay. This here is my...
chest.
Okay, and these are...
shoulders.
All right. And if somebody can, pick up 500 pounds or something or other, you could say he's pretty...
hefty.
Okay. Any other word for it?
Muscle bound.
Muscle bound or anything else? Just maybe not quite 500, maybe pick up 200. He's pretty...
strong.
Okay. What does the word stout mean?
Heavy set.
Okay. It wouldn't mean strong. It would just mean a sort of... You didn't want to say somebody is fat or something. You'd say he's...
Yeah, he might be punchy, soft.
Yeah.
Stout is heavy set.
Okay. If somebody... if you have a young person that just has all kinds of energy, you can say that he's awful...
energetic.
Okay. Any other word you might use?
Spry.
Okay. How about somebody older that was very active, had lots of energy?
Just a lot of stamina.
Would you use spry of that too, of an older
person? Yeah. I would use spry there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a local theater is showing a horror movie or something like that, and a little kid doesn't want to go in, you figure he doesn't want to go in because he's a...
afraid.
Okay. Why is he afraid? Because movie is
scary.
Okay. You have a mechanic, say, that works on your car, and he closes the hood and he forgets to put the air cleaner back on the top of the engine. I figure he's pretty
stupid.
Okay. Well, not just stupid. He's not careful, but he's
careless.
Okay. Yeah, somebody does some things that are sort of unusual. He's not really crazy, but he's kind of odd. How would you say this fellow's acting kind of...
screwball.
Okay. Any other words you might say? Kind of...
strange.
Anything else? Would you ever use the word queer in that situation?
Yeah.
So he's kind of... say he's acting kind of what?
Yeah, it could be acting queer.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings recently, or?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, now queer means altogether different.
What does it mean, nowadays?
Now?
Yeah.
It means people aren't morally normal, I guess.
Okay. If you have somebody that's, he does things one way, and that's the only way he does it, and he will not do it any other way. You can say this fellow is
awful.
He's
stubborn.
Okay.